Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called, What Are the Best Ways to Discourage All Urban Wildlife from Entering Your Seattle Property? Tired of raccoons treating your garbage like an all-you-can-eat buffet? Deer turning your prize roses into their personal salad bar? Or maybe you've got coyotes eyeing your pets like they're checking out the menu at Dick's Drive-In? Well, today I'm going to share the most effective ways to make your property about as appealing to wildlife as a vegetarian convention is to a steakhouse. Let's start with the biggest wildlife magnet, food. Think of your property like a restaurant. If you're serving free meals, you'll never run out of customers. First, those garbage bins need locks tighter than a drum. I'm talking wildlife-proof latches. Not those flimsy bungee cords that raccoons figure out faster than my teenager cracks Wi-Fi passwords. Clean up fallen fruit like it's your job, because it is. Keep pet food inside and use enclosed compost systems that'll make your kitchen scraps disappear without becoming an all-night diner for local critters. Now, for physical barriers, because good fences make good neighbors, even the four-legged kind. Motion-activated sprinklers are fantastic. Nothing sends a deer running like an unexpected shower. Install proper fencing. We're talking 8 feet for deer, 6 feet for coyotes, and make it buried 6 inches deep for diggers. Seal up those foundation gaps like you're waterproofing Noah's Ark. And don't forget chimney caps and vent covers, because nobody wants a raccoon dropping in for dinner, literally. Let's talk deterrents. Your wildlife bouncer squad. Motion lights work great. Most critters prefer their activities off-Broadway. Natural repellents like predator urine and peppermint oil send a clear, no-vacancy signal. Keep your yard maintained. Overgrown areas are like luxury condos for wildlife. And standing water? That's basically putting out a wildlife welcome mat. Here's a real success story from Madison Park. Had a client whose backyard was basically a raccoon nightclub until we implemented these steps. 2 weeks after securing food sources, installing motion sprinklers, and creating a peppermint oil barrier, those raccoons ghosted that property faster than a bad Tinder date. Your action item for today? Do a property audit. Walk your yard like you're a hungry critter looking for an easy meal. Spot those food sources, find those access points, and start addressing them one by one. Layer in those deterrents and stay consistent. Wildlife prevention is a marathon, not a sprint. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.